Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one lovable package, Glenn Klein, on a beautiful month in Tampa Bay for June 2022, the only six-month 2022 in the history of humanity. Let us continue to choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give a great midway point of the year. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, across the terra firma, logging on from over 50 countries of the planet. We're glad to have you along for this rendition of Organized Fun with a Purpose. The purpose this summer and leading into the autumn months is to just give you guys something to chew on for continuity's sake as I traverse the fruited plain, as the great Rush Limbaugh used to say, on the Your Righteous Tour for the summer and early fall of this calendar year. Stay logged on to my social networking on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, for all the videos and the details and the opportunity to have some fun, some organized fun with a purpose. That's what I do. And the whole purpose is to leave the joint, the terra firma, the world, the earth, a little better off than we found it, to be a blessing on the planet. That's what I think. So that's what I do. That's why we're doing these monthly GKO gatherings, these monologues, if you will, with some information that I think will be, in fact, I know will be helpful for you. Never use me as an example of what to do or how to follow. But the modalities that I coach, the principles that I promote have been well earned. And I have discovered over the now into my seventh decade on the planet, studying human nature and human history, certain things are more effective than others. And take it for what you will. The information is like cherries. Cherries are delicious, as Hannah Joy and I often say. We were eating at our favorite breakfast joint here in the Tampa area called the Brunchery, and this very lovely and yet well-worn hostess walked by. Let's say she just had too much smoke, too much sun, maybe too much drink in her life, and she had a very resonated voice, and she had greeted us when we first came in, and we kind of looked at each other because Hannah and I have fairly similar senses of humor. And as Hannah was contemplating the butter rum muffin on the menu at the Brunchery, she said, "I think I might have the butter rum muffin." And the hostess walked by and said, "That's delicious," like that. So every time somebody says delicious, I have to follow it up with delicious. It's become a running joke. For those of you that have logged on to this quality show and previous radio and podcast efforts, you know the story. Make memories on purpose with a purpose. Have little catchphrases that elicit memories. The more stable adults, well-adjusted adults, are the ones that have better memories, more effective memories, more warm memories as children. That's one of the reasons summer camp is so important during the summer, versus just having your kids sit around and play video games. Back in the day, it was just watch television. Before that, it was just play in the streets. That was better, at least, than sitting and gaming all day long, for God's sakes. So in any case, how did I get on? Cherries. Cherries are delicious. They're nutritious. But they also have pits in them. Cherries are hydrating. They have calories. They're good for you. But you don't want to swallow a pit if you can avoid it. And what do people do with cherries that have pits in them? They spit them out. So when you get information, something that I say or any other speaker or teacher or whomever has something to say that, you know, maybe you have a level of respect for their opinion, but something senses or seems like it's pitted to you. You just kind of sense a pittiness, if you will, to the information. Spit it out. Perhaps you didn't hear it right, or perhaps they didn't say it right. So the information that I share is like cherries. It's all good for you, but you know, if there's something that seems pitted, spit it out. Speaking of being good for you, today we're going to be talking about how to avoid cancer. Yes, I said how to avoid cancer. First of all, did you beautiful humans realize this is scientific, the stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you today, mixed in with my opinion. But did you know that 50% of all cancer is avoidable? 50%, half of all cancer is lifestyle based. So then the question becomes, what are the things that you want to avoid and subtract from your life? And what are the things that you want to add to your life? The number one cause of cancer, drum roll please. Is sugar. That's the number. The sugar is awful for you. It's so delicious though, isn't it? Not nutritious. Sugar is the number one cause of cancer. It's the number one cause of inflammation. It's the number one cause of diabetes. It's the number one cause of depression. The reason that alcohol is so bad for you, other than the judgment impairment that takes place when you're loaded, is because of the sugar. That's why people get a beer belly, because of the sugar. So avoid sugar as much as you can. A number of years ago, I joined a program. When I say joined it, I joined it to my lifestyle called the Plant Paradox. And the paradox in Plant Paradox is that not all plants are good for you. I just have a friend who just had a stroke. He had become a vegan a few years ago, and it was eating a plant-based life, or as Mayor Eric Young from I eat a plant-based life, the mayor from New York City. Yeah, it's good to eat a plant-based life sometimes, but not all plants are good for you. Sugar is not good for you. The carbohydrates in most fruits and some vegetables are not good for you. It's inflammatory. It causes cancer. I know. Get the book, Dr. Gundry, Plant Paradox, or is it Gundry? Just look up Plant Paradox. It's a beautiful book. There are certain nuts that aren't good for you. There's basically only a couple of nuts that are good for you. There's a thing called lectins that are really unhealthy for you that are found in seeds, like in cucumbers and peppers and so many things that are so delicious. And you want to get those out of your diet, and then you can start reintroducing them and see how you do. Obviously, sugar is the number one cause of cancer, so you want to get that out. So I came off sugar. It was not easy. Basically, it was like withdrawing from a drug. And I was very, very fatigued for about 2 weeks. But then you wake up and you feel so much better, so you stay away. I mean, it's not that I haven't had a piece of pie. Dawn makes some incredible fudge brownies. So I have had some sweets here and there. But generally speaking, whether it be booze or desserts or most fruits, certainly bananas are just loaded with sugar. They're so good. I stay away from it. It's not good for me. Now, I'm going to be 63 years old in December, Lord willing, and if the creek don't rise. So I've learned some things. I've had to make some adjustments along the way. I've basically done everything you could do to hurt yourself or get cancer in the course of my lifetime. I've had skin cancer. Nobody ever told me when I was a child to use SPF and not burn your skin. I burned the hell out of my skin. When I was a child and running around in the suburban Chicago area, up at summer camp at Camp Menominee, the camp that I eventually owned and operated. And most skin cancers come from when you get burned as a kid. Now, parents, don't block out all the sun from your children. We have illnesses now amongst the youth of the world, especially in the United States of America, that we've never seen before because parents are not allowing the kids any sun. It's called balance, you guys. You need vitamin D. Vitamin D is where it comes from, the sun. That's where we get vitamin D from. Now, can you take supplemental vitamin D? Yes, I do. Vitamin D is incredibly important. But expose yourself to some sun. Just don't burn your skin. You need some sun. But I've had cancer on the top of my ear. I've had basal cell on my nose. But I've learned some things over these now into my seventh decade on the planet. Like sugar is really bad for you. If you don't want to be depressed, don't drink too much and don't eat sugar. If you want to avoid cancer, don't eat sugar. It's in everything. Look at the ingredients when you go shopping. This corn fructose syrup is, I mean, it's criminal that they put it in everything. That's why everything tastes so good. It's so addicting. Remember that scene in Dances with Wolves when Kevin Costner is meeting the Indians for the first time, and he's getting to know them, and he brings them to the fort, the soldier fort, and he's grinding the coffee. He's got sugar, and he throws it into, or he asks them to taste it, and they taste it, and the fierce one, the wind in his hair, that's the first time you see that guy smile in the film, and then he's throwing it in the other native's coffee. And yeah, it tastes good, but doesn't mean it's good for you. Everything that tastes good is not necessarily healthy for you. I've learned to like the taste of whiskey and bourbon and vodka because I drank a lot and I caught a lot of buzzes, and what tastes horrible at first becomes a good tasting when what follows is a good feeling. But if you overdo that stuff, it will kill you. Obviously, you want to not burn your skin. You want to avoid diabetes and sugar, which can turn into a cancer. You want to avoid tobacco products. I used to be a smoker. Now I'm a clean air breather again. It's well documented that I got over smoking and drinking through hypnotherapy. That came to me as a result of my meditation. And I've talked about it a lot on this program. But if you want more information, you can email me at grow@coachglennkline.com or give me a call. My cell number is 813-363-9545. And I do have room for one client right now as the summer commences. So if you are interested, your first session is free with yours truly. So give me a buzz, 813-363-9545. If you like what you hear and we connect on an energetic level, we can rock and roll. I work on a sliding scale, so there's no reason not to call me if you're struggling in a particular area or just always wanted to have a life coach in your life. Everybody's got a life coach. Everybody has somebody or multiple people that they go to. They're just not trained. The advice that I hear people give other people is just, and that people are listening to, by the way, is shocking to me. But people do, because it's an attention-getting mechanism, and people think that if they have an opinion, they have well-founded opinions too, but they're not necessarily rational. So get a trained life coach for free, in yours truly at 813-363-9545. 813-363-9545. Continuing on. So nicotine is incredibly addictive. And it's better to take nicotine via a patch or chewing gum than it is through tar and this smoke of a cigar or cigarette. This vaping with the electric battery-operated stuff, that's not healthy for you. That stuff will cause cancer. Being overexposed to radiation will cause cancer. These are all things you can avoid. 50% of all cancer is avoidable. Now, I've been pimping this book for a couple of years now by Dr. Carl Zimmer called She Has Her Mother's Laugh. It's an 800-page book. I still read it. And he's a good writer. He's a fine writer, Dr. Carl Zimmer. And he's a geneticist. So what I came to in a rational, logical thought process is that pretty much everything is genetically based. The research now is strongly behind. And if you're interested, get the book. Cancer is the same way. Now, pretty much everybody has cancer in their family on some level. I certainly do. My paternal grandmother died of, I want to say, stomach cancer. My maternal grandfather had brain cancer, but they lived well into their 80s and then 90s. My other grandfather and grandmother lived into their 90s. So chronologically speaking, genetically, I'm looking pretty good. but I wasn't cooperating with it. And when I, for the first time in my adult life, went to a doctor last fall and had a bunch of blood work, it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. And instead of me thinking, you know, I've dodged a bullet and I've lived a pretty party lifestyle, I'll just keep flowing with this, I decided actually to enhance my health. And the key to this thing was Plant Paradox, or maybe more accurately said, gut health, which is what Dr. Gundry promotes. Your gut, your liver, your those organs in there, your pancreas, etc., have such an effect on your central nervous system. And I like being buzzed. I like smoking weed. I like drinking. But it wasn't healthy for me. It's not healthy for anybody. On a, you know, it's one thing to share a joint once in a while or to have a cocktail here and there. Just like a, you know, you have some fruit or have a piece of pie every so often. But when you have it every day and it's part of your lifestyle, that's not very healthful and that's not very effective. So I got my gut healthy, and I, instead of being drunk many nights a month or being stoned a bunch of times, I got my gut healthy enough that I was just on this low-level euphoria, and still am most of the time. I mean, I wake up and, you know, I got my aches and pains like any other person in their seventh decade, but I'm in a pretty good mood most of the time, and I've struggled, again, well-documented on this quality podcast, with mental illness. I don't have mental illness anymore. Not like that. You get sugar out of your life. You get your gut healthy. You have meditation as your primary immersion every day. It's the first thing I do in the morning. As soon as I realize that I'm up and starting my day, I go into meditation, which means to talk about. I talk to myself, self-talk. We all talk to ourselves. It's a loop that goes over and over in your brain. That's why the summer tour is called Your Righteous Tour, because I want to remind everybody that I come across, whether it be on this show or on the Coach Glenn Klein blog, the Coach's Corner, or on my website, or on the video cast that I do, and on the story about the quilt that you can see on my YouTube channel, Coach Glenn Klein. I just want everybody to know over and over and over again, that's what meditate means, to mutter to yourself or to whoever's listening, that you're righteous. This is nothing that you achieve. This is something you are. It's a standing that you have. You are righteous, ladies and gentlemen. You're perfect. You're holy. You're sinless. You're as sinless as the Mashiach in Hebrew, the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ, the Christos. We are the Christos. We are the Messiah in unison. We are God in the earth. That's the new way, the new covenant. This type of meditation led me to be free of mental illness, led me to be free of irrational, illogical, self-loathing thoughts. And then it opens you up to more positive thoughts like, you know, maybe I should get my health gut healthy. Or maybe I should get off tobacco and alcohol. And I know, and I've had some success with hypnotherapy when I was a kid. I had about 20 plantar warts on both feet when I was 12 years old. And they were awful. They were so painful. And my mom, God bless her, was taking me to a podiatrist who was sticking me with these massive Novocaine needles that were so painful going in and using an electric needle to try to burn them off to no avail. And then one day at our kitchen table in Morton Grove, Illinois, I was at 12 years old. I was sitting and reading Time magazine. Now, first of all, what 12-year-old is reading Time magazine? I guess this one. You can't be genetics. That's just how I came out. I was always inquisitive that way, even as a youngster. And I was reading that plantar warts, this was an article in Time magazine, was caused by a not a germ, a virus. And that they were finding success with getting rid of the virus out of the body through hypnotherapy. And I said, was like, Mom, look at this. She was like, oh, that's interesting, honey. Never thinking more about it than that. So on the next appointment with the podiatrist, I said, Doc, you know, I just was reading an article in Time magazine that they're having some success with getting rid of warts through hypnosis. And he said, yes, Glenn, I've heard that too. And he probably didn't say it quite like that, but so he goes out to the waiting room, talks to my mom, just says, excuse me, I'll be right back. Goes and talks to my mom and tells her that he is a hypnotherapist as well as a podiatrist. And so she comes back, she gives permission, and then they seek my permission. Do I want to do this? I was like, absolutely. So instead of using the massive anesthesia needles, he hypnotizes me, burns them without any anesthesia. I felt a little bit, and I certainly was aware of what was going on when I was hypnotized, but they were all gone within a week. I said, they were all gone within a week. Yes. That deserves more than just a polite applause. Oh, yeah, I was so happy that they were all gone. So, fast forward about 48 years or thereabouts, maybe a little bit more, and I thought to myself, you know, self, you had success in the past with hypnotherapy. Maybe you could get off nicotine. Nicotine is incredibly addictive. I had a professor at the University of Missouri where I started my college career in a psychology class stand up in a classroom of 500 students in Columbia, Missouri, in a lecture hall and announced to us that nicotine was more addictive than heroin. Now, I had never smoked in my life at that point. I never used nicotine, nor had I used heroin. And everybody was harumph, harumph, harumph. But he said, I'm telling you, they've done stuff. And I can now verify, because I have been addicted to nicotine and I've been addicted to opiates. I got on OxyContin during a back incident and then got hooked on them. And I literally had this thought. This is many years ago now. I thought to myself, self, this makes you feel so good. You can handle one pill a day. And of course, it affected my digestion. And I had to go to a second pill eventually, of course. And then I learned about opiates. And I got off opiates way easier than nicotine. I didn't start smoking cigarettes until I was 42 years old. And Debbie Lane, my hypnotherapist, you can hear the show, she says, I've never heard of somebody starting to smoke when they're 42. And I said, well, you'll never be able to say that again. Yeah, I mean, it's a long story, except to say it involved a woman. It always involves a woman with me, I swear to God. So I get Debbie Lane involved, and with the OxyContin, which is synthetic heroin, it makes you feel great. I can understand why people get addicted to heroin. It's very addicting. It's not as addicting as nicotine, but it's plenty addicting. And obviously, it's hard to overdose immediately on nicotine, but you can't overdose immediately on opiates or heroin. So I just basically put myself to bed for a week, and I felt like I had the bad flu for a week. Not too dissimilar to how I felt when I was coming off sugar, maybe a little bit worse, and I came off. I tried quitting smoking so many times, and finally the hypnotherapy stuck, and I applied that for both the lifestyle of not being an abuser or overuser of alcohol and unhealthy food, like bread. Bread is not good for you. It's just not. There's a lot of sugar and it turns to fat. So I don't eat much bread. I am bound and determined to do everything I can do within the context of my genetics not to get cancer, any more cancer. You can avoid cancer. 70% of all disease, think about it, this is researched, 70% of all disease is psychosomatic. 70%. That means that 30%, it just, there's nothing you can do about it. But by psychosomatic doesn't mean that it's not actual disease. It just means it started between your ears and your brain. It's psycho. It's psychosomatic. And it's caused by mismanaged stress. Now, the number one cause of stress, we know, though sociologists have researched, the number one cause of stress is change. Change is the only constant. So we are constantly under stress, because we're constantly under change. There's really no such thing as the present. It's either the past, like what I just said, the past is now in the past, and what I'm about to say is in the future. The future. It's. I mean, there's no such thing as the present. But there is a constant of change. It's different than it was 12 seconds ago. Even good change is stressful. So when people say that they want to avoid stress, I'm like, you can't. Because you're living on a planet that's being pressed down by gravity, first of all. That's stressful. And secondly, that it's constantly changing. We're rotating right now. You realize that, right? We're in a rotation. Oh, I love this shit. It's so great. So then the question is, how do you most effectively manage stress? Even good change causes stress. When Will Smith, I wrote a whole blog about it called We Are All Will Smith and Chris Rock. We are one. Read it at Klein.coach if you want, on the Coach's Corner blog. When he freaked out on Chris Rock, that's because that was a massive change about to happen to him. He had a pretty good idea that he was going to win the Best Actor Award of the Academy Awards. When you become the best actor and only the second black actor to win that award, your life is about to change in a very positive way. Change. Change causes stress, even great change. And then when Smith, his wife, gave him the look, that's when he went and slapped Chris Rock. That screwed things up, man, for him. Some mismanaged stress that manifests in behavior ruins your life, because some people die from it. Some people succumb to suicide because of it. They're so depressed. Notice I said succumb, not commit. You don't commit heart attack. You don't commit cancer. So why do we say people committed suicide? They succumbed to it. They died of suicide. It's the ultimate, awful, life-ending manifestation of a very serious disease called mental illness that manifests itself in different ways. But 70% of brain cancers and stroke and arthritis and diabetes and arthritis and all these things, liver cancer, stomach cancer, starts with mismanaged stress, which becomes a cycle of bitterness and being able, the self-talk or the loop in your brain is just constant anger. And when you replace anger with love and understanding of your perfection and your righteousness, Dr. Joe Dispenza has done the research, you guys. It causes brain neurons to connect and T cells to be built up and dopamine and serotonin levels to be balanced and adrenaline and all kinds of beautiful things. But you got to do the work. That's why it's called mindfulness practice. Meditation is work. The result of it is incredibly beneficial. As you meditate, as you make rational, logical thoughts or receive logical and rational thoughts and put them into practice, you can avoid the 70% of psychosomatic illness beyond cancer. Things like heart disease and stroke, and make better judgment calls for yourself where you don't become somebody that can't wait for Taco Tuesday. Not that there's anything wrong with Taco Tuesday. But you can avoid most cancer. And then if you get cancer, notice I didn't say if you are cancer. We say people are bipolar, people are schizophrenic. No, they're not. They're perfect, righteous human beings who have bipolar syndrome, who have schizophrenia, who have OCD or whatever, are battling cancer. Then you can make some really good choices about the type of modality and treatment. And trust me when I tell you, your attitude will determine your altitude or how high you go. Whether you're in cancer treatment or making a decision to live a joyful life, even attitudes are genetically based. So if you've been a Debbie Downer and you're hearing this type of talk, whether it be coming from your friendly neighborhood life coach or somebody else, you think, I'm being drawn to that. Go with that. If you're a negative Nelly, well, you're still perfect and righteous. You know, go in peace. You're going to fall to pieces, but I know that even attitudes are cultivated through genetics. The question is, what is your attitude? When we close each program, we have our son Angel's incredible song, We Are Love. That's our attitude. go to Coach Glenn Klein.coach, and you can listen to the song over and over again and read the genius lyrics that Angel wrote. That's a meditation. Memorize the song. Memorize the affirmations about your righteousness at Klein.coach. Give me a call. If you have like further interest, you can listen to my boy Michael Williams at gospelrevolution.com. Incredible stuff coming out of there, of the origins of this concept. It's a spiritual thing, but we're all spiritually equal. It's the spiritual rights movement. Nobody's got it up with God than anybody else. We just think we do, but we don't. I don't think that, but most people, most wars are religiously based. You want to avoid premature death, get your head out of religion, which causes cancer. That kind of guilt, ugh. Eesh. I haven't experienced guilt in years. I'm talking about like 15, 20 years. Well, you're just telling me you do everything perfectly, Glenn? You tell me you're perfect inside, but you're telling me you do everything perfectly? Of course not. That's why I said don't use me as an example. One of the biggest screw-ups on the planet, historically. But I can tell you how I have achieved some things in my life. Those things I can tell you to trust. And no, I'm not perfect. But I know that we are, as a species, perfect, spiritually speaking. And the meditation of that causes a beautiful outcome of thought and discussion and dialogue. If you want to know more, or you want your free sesh, give me a buzz, 813-363-9545. Thank you so much. Stay logged on to the show so you can listen to Angel. And we'll do it again, all again next time. And until that time, let me hear from you. This is Glenn Klein Online saying, Shalom, everybody. Love you. Mean it.
Knocking on the door, you're begging to come in, yeah. Unaware that all the while love's been knocking from within. You are the love you see, a perfect girl you need, right? Just remember to breathe, take a second off. Look, I'm just trying to remind you that you're perfect.